We invite you to tune in to our 24/7 internet radio. It is loaded with edifying sermons, music, and other programs. You can listen to Stream Globe Radio at www.streamglobe.org.
Today's Stream Globe devotional is titled, God's Plan for Man. Today's meditation was written by Pastor S. D. Abraham. We shall take our Bible reading from Colossians chapter 1, verses 16. For all things in heaven and on earth were created by him. All things, whether visible or invisible, whether thrones or dominions, whether principalities or powers, all things were created through him and for him. I have just read from the New English Translation. Long before spiritual thrones were ever occupied by wicked angelic beings, God created them. Thrones, dominions, principalities, and powers, these were not originally designed for darkness. They were handcrafted by God through Christ and intended for glory. His plan was simple. Mankind would reign. He also created angels, majestic, powerful, radiant beings. But as we know, a third of them fell, see Revelation on 12:4, and became wicked spirits. Their rebellion wasn't just a rejection of God. It was a hijack attempt. They tried to seize what wasn't theirs. Why did Satan rebel? Hebrews 2:5, 8:1, Corinthians 6:3 shed light. God's astonishing plan was that man, not angels, would rule over all creation, even judging angels one day. Lucifer, with all his splendor, couldn't stand that. Though glorious, he was a servant, not a son. His was a role, not a relationship. His throne was not to rise above the stars, symbolic of angels, see Revelation 1:20, 12:4, but man's was. That incited war in heaven, but then man fell. Our glory was exchanged for dust. Our thrones left vacant. We became mere flesh, and Satan and his angels quickly took the seats we forfeited. Yet God did not abandon the plan. Rather than rewrite it, he stepped into it. Christ, the eternal Word, became flesh, exactly what man had become, so he could fulfill the destiny man had lost. In him, the lost crown is reclaimed. He is the last Adam, not just restoring what the first Adam lost, but raising it to a greater glory. And we who are in Christ are now restored into that same eternal destiny. Think for a moment. How valuable is a man in Christ? He is not just saved from sin. He is restored to dominion. He is no longer bound for dust, but for glory. He is no longer a child of wrath, but a son of God, destined to judge angels and reign over the universe. Go into today remembering this. What we have in Christ is worth more than every kingdom, currency, and crown this world can offer. Our inheritance is nothing less than God's kingdom, Luke 12:32. We were created to reign. Prayer. Dear Lord, help me walk worthy of this high calling. Help me live each day pleasing you, growing into the destiny you planned for me before time began. Amen. See 1 Thessalonians 2:12. Today's yearly Bible reading shall be taken from Psalm 66-68. Our Bible reading plan is continuous. This means that if you're just starting with us today, by this time next year, you would have completed the entire Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Today's reading comes up next, Psalm 66-68.
Psalm 66, for the director of music, a psalm, a psalm.
Shout for joy to God, all the earth. Sing the glory of his name. Make his praise glorious. Say to God, how awesome are your deeds. So great is your power that your enemies cringe before you. All the earth bows down to you. They sing praise to you. They sing the praises of your name. Come and see what God has done. His awesome deeds for humankind. He turned the sea into dry land. They pass through the waters on foot. Come, let us rejoice in him. He rules forever by his power. His eyes watch the nation. Let not the rebellious rise up against him. Praise our God, all peoples. Let the sound of his praise be heard. He has preserved our lives and kept our feet from slipping. For you, God, tested us. You refined us like silver. You brought us into prison and laid burdens on our backs. You let people ride over our heads. We went through fire and water, but you brought us to a place of abundance. I will come to your temple with burnt offerings and fulfill my vows to you. Vows my lips promised and my mouth spoke when I was in trouble. I will sacrifice fat animals to you and an offering of rams. I will offer bulls and goats. Come and hear, all you who fear God. Let me tell you what he has done for me. I cried out to him with my mouth. His praise was on my tongue. If I had cherished sin in my heart, the Lord would not have listened. But God has surely listened and has heard my prayer. Praise be to God, who has not rejected my prayer or withheld his love from me.
Psalm 67, for the director of music with stringed instruments, a song, a song.
May God be gracious to us and bless us and make his face shine on us, so that your ways may be known on earth, your salvation among all nations. May the peoples praise you, God. May all the peoples praise you. May the nations be glad and sing for joy. For you rule the peoples with equity and guide the nations of the earth. May the peoples praise you, God. May all the peoples praise you. The land yields its harvest. God, our God, blesses us. May God bless us still, so that all the ends of the earth will fear him.
Psalm 68, for the director of music of David. A song, a song.
May God arise. May his enemies be scattered. May his foes flee before him. May you blow them away like smoke, as wax melts before the fire. May the wicked perish before God. But may the righteous be glad and rejoice before God. May they be happy and joyful. Sing to God. Sing in praise of his name. Extol him who rides on the clouds. Rejoice before him. His name is the Lord, a father to the fatherless. A defender of widows is God in his holy dwelling. God sets the lonely in families. He leads out the prisoners with singing, but the rebellious live in a sun-scorched land. When you, God, went out before your people, when you marched through the wilderness, the earth shook. The heavens poured down rain before God, the one of Sinai, before God, the God of Israel. You gave abundant showers, O God. You refreshed your weary inheritance. Your people settled in it, and from your bounty, God, you provided for the poor. The Lord announced the word, and great was the company of those who proclaimed it. Kings and armies flee in haste. Every household shares in the plunder. Even while you sleep among the sheep pens, the wings of my dove are sheathed with silver, its feathers with shining gold. When the Almighty scattered the kings in the land, it was like snow falling on Mount Zalmon. Mount Bashan, majestic mountain. Mount Bashan, rugged mountain. Why gaze and envy, you rugged mountain, at the mountain where God chooses to reign, where the Lord himself will dwell forever? The chariots of God are tens of thousands and thousands of thousands. The Lord has come from Sinai into his sanctuary. When you ascended on high, you took many captives. You received gifts from people, even from the rebellious, that you, Lord God, might dwell there. Praise be to the Lord, to God our Savior, who daily bears our burdens. Our God is a God who saves. From the sovereign Lord comes escape from death. Surely God will crush the heads of his enemies, the hairy crowns of those who go on in their sins. The Lord says, I will bring them from Bashan. I will bring them from the depths of the sea, that your feet may wade in the blood of your foes, while the tongues of your dogs have their share. Your procession, God, has come into view. The procession of my God and King into the sanctuary. In front are the singers. After them, the musicians. With them are the young women playing the timbrels. Praise God in the great congregation. Praise the Lord in the assembly of Israel. There is the little tribe of Benjamin leading them. There, the great throng of Judah's princes. And there, the princes of Zebulun and of Naphtali. Summon your power, God. Show us your strength, our God, as you have done before. Because of your temple at Jerusalem, kings will bring you gifts. Rebuke the beast among the reeds, the herd of bulls among the calves of the nations. Humbled, may it bring bars of silver. Scatter the nations who delight in war. Envoys will come from Egypt. Cush will submit herself to God. Sing to God, you kingdoms of the earth. Sing praise to the Lord, to him who rides the ancient skies above, who thunders with mighty voice. Proclaim the power of God, whose majesty is over Israel, whose power is in the skies. You, God, are awesome in your sanctuary. The God of Israel gives power and strength to his people. Praise be to God.
You have just listened to StreamGlobe Devotional. StreamGlobe is non-denominational and interdenominational. We encourage you to share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry and get more of our resources, visit streamglobe.org.